You know that feeling? Maybe after a really active weekend, hiking, playing some sport, or even just like running around with the kids. That little ache, maybe a sharp twinge right below your kneecap. Ever have that and just wonder, what is that?
Yeah, it's surprisingly common.
Well, today we're going to dive deep into one of the most frequent culprits behind that kind of pain, patellar tendonitis. You might also know it as jumper's knee.
Exactly. And put simply, it's basically a painful condition affecting that really important tendon connecting your kneecap to your shin bone.
Okay. And for this deep dive, we're drawing on information from orthoeducation.com. It's a great free resource, peer-reviewed, all about helping people understand conditions like this.
That's right, a very solid source.
So our mission today is really to give you a clear picture of what jumper's knee is, what causes it, how doctors figure it out, and importantly, what the treatment looks like, so you feel well informed.
Let's get into it.
All right, so patellar tendonitis. You mentioned the tendon connecting the kneecap, the patella, to the shin bone, the tibia. Tell us a bit more about how that gets irritated.
Sure. So think of that tendon like a rope that takes a lot of strain, especially during certain activities. Things like jumping, obviously, given the name jumper's knee, but also running, quick stops and starts, sudden direction changes.
So overuse or just too much stress too quickly.
Precisely. When you put that tendon under repeated or excessive load, it can actually develop tiny microscopic tears within its structure. It's like fraying that rope little by little.
Ah, okay. And those tiny tears, that's what causes the actual symptoms, the pain and everything.
Exactly. The body's response to those micro tears is inflammation, and that inflammation brings the pain, which is usually felt right below the kneecap. It can also cause some visible swelling and that feeling of stiffness in the knee.
You mentioned the location right below the kneecap. Is it usually pretty specific like that?
Yes, typically it's quite localized. If you were to point to it, it's often right at the bottom tip of the kneecap or where the tendon attaches onto the shin bone just beneath it. It's usually not pain, say, above the kneecap or deep inside the joint.
Got it. And the name, jumper's knee, obviously points towards athletes in sports like basketball, volleyball.
Definitely. Those athletes are prime candidates because of the constant explosive jumping and landing. Soccer players, too, with the running and
But
kicking.
it's not just them, right?
Oh, absolutely not. That's a key point. While common in those sports, anyone who puts repetitive stress on their knees can get it. Think runners, especially if they suddenly increase mileage or intensity, or even people starting a new exercise routine involving squats or lunges without proper buildup. Insufficient rest is also a big
All
factor.
right, that sudden change in activity makes sense. Okay, so let's say you've got that pain. It feels like it's in the right spot. How does a doctor typically diagnose this? What's the process?
It usually starts simply with a conversation. Your doctor will want to hear your story. When did the pain start? What makes it feel worse? What makes it feel better? What activities have you been doing lately?
So they're gathering clues from your experience first.
Exactly. The history is really important. Then comes the physical examination.
The hands-on part.
Right. The doctor will carefully feel around your knee, specifically checking for tenderness and any swelling over that patellar tendon area just below the kneecap.
Okay.
They'll also likely have you move your knee, bend it, straighten it, maybe resist against their hand to see which movements reproduce the pain, and to check your overall range of motion and strength.
What about imaging? Like, do you need an X-ray or an MRI to confirm it's jumper's knee?
Good question. Often, no. For many straightforward cases, the diagnosis can be made just based on your symptoms and that physical exam.
So imaging isn't always the first step.
Correct. An X-ray might be done, but it's usually more to rule out other things like a bone spur or a stress fracture, maybe arthritis. An MRI gives a very detailed look at soft tissues like tendons.
Right.
So it might be used if the pain is really severe, if it's not getting better with initial treatment, or if the doctor suspects something else might be going on, like a more significant tear or a different knee problem altogether. But it's definitely not standard for every case.
That's helpful to know. So, okay, the diagnosis is in patellar tendonitis. What's the usual plan to get better? What are the treatments?
Well, the cornerstone really is rest. And by rest, I mean giving the knee a break from the activities that are causing the pain.
So stopping the jumping or the running or whatever is triggering it for a while at least.
Exactly. Reducing or temporarily stopping those aggravating activities allows the inflammation to settle down and gives those tiny tears in the tendon a chance to start healing.
Makes sense. Simple, but crucial. What else helps, especially early on?
Ice is your friend here. Applying ice packs to the painful area for, say, 15, 20 minutes several times a day can really help reduce pain and swelling.
Standard RISE protocol kind of stuff. Rest, ice.
Pretty much. And over-the-counter pain medications like ibuprofen or naproxen can also help manage the pain and inflammation in the short term, but they don't fix the underlying issue, of course.
Right, they just mask the pain a bit. So rest, ice, maybe some meds. That handles the immediate symptoms. But what about getting back to normal? Fixing the root cause?
That's where the rehabilitation part comes in, and it's absolutely critical. This involves a graduated program of stretching and strengthening exercises.
Graduated meaning you start slow and build up.
Exactly. You don't jump right back into heavy exercise. Often, this is best guided by a physical therapist. They can assess your specific situation and design a program tailored just for you.
What kind of exercises are we talking about?
It usually involves stretches for the quadriceps, the big muscles on the front of your thigh, and the hamstrings on the back. And then strengthening exercises, often starting with isometric exercises where you tense the muscle without moving the joint, and gradually progressing to exercises that involve movement, like leg presses or careful squats, focusing on proper form. Eccentric exercises where the muscle lengthens under load are often particularly helpful for tendon issues.
And this isn't a quick fix, is it, this PT program?
Definitely not. You need to be patient and consistent. It typically takes several weeks, sometimes even a couple of months, of dedicated work.
Wow. Okay, so persistence is key.
Absolutely. The goal isn't just to get rid of the pain. It's to restore normal muscle strength, flexibility, and function around the knee. This helps take the load off the tendon and makes it more resilient.
So the rehab is really about preventing it from coming back, too.
Yes, that's a huge part of it. Strengthening the supporting muscles and improving your biomechanics helps protect the tendon when you return to your activities. Skipping the rehab phase is often why these problems become chronic or recur.
Gotcha. What about those straps or bands people sometimes wear just below the knee? Do they actually help?
They can, for some people. These are called infrapatellar straps or braces. The idea is that they apply a bit of pressure to the patellar tendon, which might change how forces are distributed through it during activity, potentially reducing the strain on the painful area.
So worth a try, perhaps, especially when returning to activity.
It could be. They don't work for everyone, but some people find they provide noticeable relief during sports or exercise. It's often something to discuss with your doctor or physical therapist.
Okay. And are there other treatments if, you know, the rest and the exercise program just aren't cutting it after a while?
Yes. For more stubborn cases, other options might be explored. Things like ultrasound therapy, which uses sound waves to promote healing, might be considered. Sometimes injections are discussed, although they come with their own potential risks and benefits. And then in very rare cases where nothing else has worked and the symptoms are really limiting, surgery could be an option to repair the tendon.
But surgery is pretty uncommon for this.
Very uncommon. It's really reserved for those few cases that don't respond to extensive conservative treatment. The vast, vast majority of people with patellar tendonitis get better with that core approach. Rest, ice initially, and then a really consistent structured exercise program. We have been talking about patellar tendonitis based on information from the free and peer-reviewed patient education website, OrthoEducation, at www.orthoeducation.com.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. The main points seem to be patellar tendonitis, or jumper's knee, is that pain right under the kneecap caused by overuse and tiny tears in the patellar tendon.
Mm.
Getting it diagnosed usually involves your doctor, asking about your symptoms, and doing a physical check of your knee. Imaging isn't always needed.
Right. History and exam are key.
And the main treatment path really focuses on first resting the knee to let it calm down, and then, crucially, a dedicated program of stretching and strengthening exercises, often with a physical therapist, to rebuild strength and prevent it from coming back.
You've got it. That combination of rest followed by structured rehab is the most effective approach for most people.
And just a reminder, all this information we've been discussing is based on the resources available at OrthoEducation, that free, easy-to-understand patient education website. You can find it at www.orthoeducation.com.
It really is a valuable resource if you want to read more details or look up other musculoskeletal issues.
Well, definitely worth checking out. And, you know, as we always say, well, we hope this deep dive has been informative. If you're actually dealing with knee pain or any health concern,
please talk to a professional.
Exactly. See a doctor or a qualified healthcare provider to get advice specific to your situation.
We have just discussed patellar tendonitis based on information from the free, easy-to-understand patient education website, OrthoEducation, available at www.orthoeducation.com. Please remember, this podcast is for general educational purposes only. If you're dealing with an injury or have concerns about your health, be sure to consult a trained healthcare professional.